એટલે નેક્સ્ટ ક્વેશ્ચન અહીંયા આવ્યો છે કે પછી નુકસાન શું હોઈ શકે. વન ઓફ ધ એક્ઝામ્પલ્સ ઇઝ હાઉ ડુ વી ગેટ અવર B12. સો દેટ સ્ટાર્ટ્સ ઓન અવર નેક્સ્ટ ટોપિક. Apart from benefits, there are some nutrients that we need to be careful about. B12 is one of those nutrients. First of all, I want to say that the same issues that are concerning when we go vegan are also issues when we're vegetarian. They may be a little bit more or less in degree, but we all have to be careful about B12. There was a study in India of vegetarians who had dairy and their B12 levels were low. B12 is only found in animal products. So we must supplement with B12. Whether we're vegetarian or vegan, we need to get the levels checked, and we must supplement with B12. If we do not supplement with vitamin B12, we have two potential problems. One is that there's something in our blood called homocysteine. That level rises, and that is a risk for heart disease. The second is if our levels are very low of B12, we can have neurological problems. We can have something happen in our brain and our spinal cord, which is completely preventable, partially reversible, and all you have to do is have B12 checked and replace. Most of the time, if you are if you're young, you can have B12 tablets or pills or supplements. If you're older, you may have some trouble digesting it, and then you may need an injection. So the main point here is to supplement and get yourself tested and be careful. This is not something we should ignore. It is important to get our B12.
But the supplements, are they animal derived or are they vegetarian derived?
They are completely vegan B12 supplements. And the vegan products such as soy milk are supplemented already. You can read on the box, it is a vegan derived B12. It's actually made from bacteria. So and there's also nutritional yeast, which is fortified with B12. This is a vegan source.
You see, 99% of the people here, they're all, Dr. Gina, 99% of the people here are all following a Jain diet,
yes,
which is without karmur.
Yep.
So even this yeast is prohibited in the Jain diet.
That's okay. You don't have, yeah. So you don't have to have the yeast. If you that's only one source. But Rajeshbhai will tell you about the B12 that they're using.
મારું જતીનું B12 લેવલ છે ને કે લો આવ્યું હતું, કાંઈ એનાલાઇઝ કર્યું ને, પછી અમને ઇન્જેક્શન આપ્યા હતા બુસ્ટ કરવા માટે. અને અમે છે ને કે આ દરરોજ લે છે એક ગોળી, અને આ વેજીટેરિયન વીગન છે. અમે એના ઇન્ગ્રીડિયન્ટ્સ જોયા છે ને, એઝ ફાર એઝ વી કેન ચેક અમને જૈન પ્રમાણે લાગે છે, પણ તમે પણ ચેક કરી શકો છો. આવી બધી દવા મળે છે અત્યારે. એ જે ટાઈમ હતો કે આવી બધી વસ્તુ નથી મળતી, એ ટાઈમ ગયો હોય. તમે જો તમને ગોતશો તો મળી જશે વસ્તુ.
બીજો એક ક્વેશ્ચન હતો B12 નો. Okay, so B12 is not from the sun. Vitamin D is from the sun. We'll go to vitamin D next, but I want to say one other thing about B12. Normally, it is stored in the body for a number of years. You probably have, if you absorb B12 well, you probably have some storage of B12 in your body. And I can tell you my experience. When I first became vegan, I didn't supplement very regularly. After maybe 8-10 years, my B12 level was low. And I never took an injection. I just took the B12 supplement, and it's never been low again. It just comes right up. So it's something to be aware of. It's not an urgent issue. If you've been taking foods that have B12 in them before, if you become vegan, it may take a little while, but you should check your B12 and keep monitoring it and then take a supplement. That's important for all of us. And even meat eaters who are older will have B12 deficiencies because as you get older, you cannot absorb what's going through your system. So it's not only a vegetarian and vegan problem, but it's actually a little bit worse in vegetarian and vegans because it's only in animal sources because the bacteria make it in the animal. And we can get it separately from the bacteria.
What about soya milk? That has a supplement included.
Soya milk has B12 supplemented.
Is that enough as compared to refinement?
So what I would say is we'd have to look at the boxes that are available here. What I'm familiar with is the U.S. Generally, what you get in the U.S. is that what is considered a serving has enough. You don't need very much. If you take a lot, it's stored and then it gets out of your system. If you take a little bit each day, you're actually getting more percentage of that absorbed. So if you take a little bit, or one every other day, or one every day, or you take something that's supplemented, you should be okay. But I would have to, you know, look at the packages of things that are available here. And I think, I don't know if we brought the display in. If we, yeah. So please talk to any of the people who are based in UK, and you can get more of their experiences about
B12. What about iron and calcium?
Okay, so we're going to talk about vitamin D first, and then we'll talk about iron and calcium. That was also on the list. And then one other thing back here. Yeah.
Is that a form of a hemoglobin?
Is that what?
Is that violence to the bacteria that are used?
Well, so the question is whether it is violence to the bacteria. So I would say that as James, we try to minimize violence. We can't completely eliminate violence. And B12 deficiency is very severe. If I could tell you, based on current scientific knowledge, that there was a way to get B12 without bacteria, I would find it. Mm-hmm. But according to what we know right now, this is what we have. And in order to keep healthy for our spiritual development, for us to be able to do dharma, we need to be healthy. So at this point, the best of our knowledge, we need to have B12, and this is the best way to do it. It is better than involving violence to five sense beings. Mm. So this is the way that I would see it.
Let me make it clear that I'm not in favor of modern dairy farming in any way whatsoever. But what arises in my mind is what Rajesh mentioned about quality standards. Because, you know, in this country, we have such strict quality standards. Would they allow things like adulteration so that blood can get into milk?
Yeah, I'll just say one thing and then I'll give it to Rajesh. So, both in this country, in the U.S., when you talk about large-scale manufacturing, a certain amount of contamination is part of the process. I mean, I think you might have heard in peanut butter they allow insect parts. I'm not surprised that in milk they allow this. So certain quantities are always permissible. It's just part of manufacturing.
I'm particularly concerned about the blood that is.
Yeah, used. Yeah. If you go on Google and search for somatic cell count, okay? Look for somatic cell count. Somatic cells are basically blood and pus, okay? And they will tell you which government allows how much in the milk, okay? So that's what you should look for, somatic cell count.
So we'll come back to the ethical part and other questions if I just could address some of the nutritional questions that have come up. So vitamin D is the next thing that I wanted to talk about. Abhaye kuchuke, B12, sanmatiyave. Actually, vitamin D sanmatiyave che. આપણે એ દુનિયામાં રહેતા હોય જે દુનિયામાં રહેતા હોય કે સન સનનું એંગલ બરાબર હોય અને આપણે એટલીસ્ટ 20 to 30 મિનિટ્સ બહાર ફરતા હોય અને શોર્ટ સ્લીવ કે શોર્ટ્સ એવા કપડાં પહેરીને ફરતા હોય તો કદાચ પૂરતું સન આવે કે આપણું વિટામિન ડી નેચરલી થાય આપણે બોડીથી પ્રોડ્યુસ થાય. But mostly, આપણે બધું સનમાં જતા નથી. આપણે બધા ફૂલ કપડાં પહેરીને જઈએ છીએ, ઇન્ડિયામાં હોય, આફ્રિકામાં હોય, અહીંયા હોય. એટલે આપણને નેચરલી કુદરતી રીતે નથી મળતી વાઇટામિન ડી. જે દૂધ પીતા હોય એનું દૂધમાં વાઇટામિન ડી એડ કરતા હોય એ પણ નેચરલી નથી આવતા. અને આપણે વીગન દૂધ પીતા હોય, સોયા મિલ્ક, તો એમાં વાઇટામિન ડી એડ કરતો હોય તો આપણને એ રીતે પણ મળે અને સપ્લિમેન્ટથી મળે. Vitamin D is important to supplement. Vitamin D2 is always vegan. Now there's a vitamin D3, which may be absorbed better. There's different research on this. And it used to be only animal sources like sheep's wool, lanolin would produce D3. Now there's a vegan version made from a plant called lichen. And the Vegan Society actually has this available. So that is one thing that I think we should, again, test and supplement. Because if our D levels are low, we don't absorb our calcium as well, and we are at risk for thinning of the bones and fractures. So D goes hand in hand with calcium in maintaining our bone health, which is particularly important for women after menopause. This is when we are at most risk for having thinning of the bones and then potentially fractures. એટલે વિટામિન ડી અને કેલ્શિયમ બંનેનું જરૂર છે આપણા હાડકાને સારા રાખવા માટે. આપણે બરાબર ના લઈએ તો કદાચ ફ્રેક્ચર પણ થાય, એટલે બંનેનું ઇમ્પોર્ટન્ટ છે. આપણે શીખવામાં આવ્યું હોય કે દૂધથી કેલ્શિયમ સારી રીતે આવે છે આપણામાં, એટલે દૂધ ઇઝ ધ બેસ્ટ સોર્સ. વી મે હેવ લર્ન્ડ ધેટ મિલ્ક ઇઝ ધ બેસ્ટ સોર્સ ઓફ કેલ્શિયમ. એકચ્યુઅલી ધેર ઇઝ જસ્ટ એઝ મચ બાયો અવેલેબલ કેલ્શિયમ ઇન અધર પ્લાન્ટ સોર્સિસ બિસાઇડ્સ મિલ્ક. એન્ડ ધેર ઇઝ સમ થિયરી ધેટ ઓલ્સો વેન યુ હેવ ધ પ્રોટીન ઇન મિલ્ક ઇટ બાઇન્ડ્સ વિથ ધ કેલ્શિયમ ઇન મિલ્ક એન્ડ યુ કેન અબ્સોર્બ ઇટ એઝ વેલ. So I'm not going to tell you that there's no calcium in milk, but I will tell you that there is bioavailable calcium in other sources, and you can do well on rice milk or almond milk or something like that supplemented with calcium if you take a calcium supplement. If you eat greens, I know some people don't eat the leafy greens, but if you eat the kale or the spring greens, those are very good sources of calcium from plants. There is a study that shows that people who ate, vegans and vegetarians, who ate less than 500 milligrams per calcium did have a higher risk of fracture. So we don't want anyone to have less than that. So you should make sure that you have enough calcium. That is something you should be careful about, whether vegan or vegetarian. We need to be careful about D, calcium, and E12. Those are the three main things that I want to emphasize. In terms of iron, that is no different with milk, or you know, vegan milk. Actually, some people have difficulty absorbing iron from milk. There's some interference in absorption. And you can get iron from not only supplements, but these same dark green leafy vegetables. So iron is not a unique issue for vegans any more than it is for anyone else. It is an issue for women that we need to be careful about. Some have a predisposition to have iron deficiency, and some are fine. Like, I've never had a problem with iron. My cousin always has, just individual difference. No plant-based food has B12. No plant-based food has B12. Okay, question.
Yeah. I understand that in the commercial dairy farming, the cows have to be injected with hormones and other chemicals to be able to increase the milk production. And those chemicals, when they are passed through over to us, do they in any way produce any allergies that some of us may be facing?
You've brought up two important points. I would say that the hormones and the antibiotics that are given to cows have serious health effects. The hormones that are given to cows that are passed on to humans when we drink the milk could be responsible for prostate cancer in men and breast cancer in women. The antibiotics that are given to cows are known to contribute to antibiotic resistance in humans. We use so much antibiotics in the animals that when it comes time to use them on humans, they don't work anymore. So there is a problem there. And then the allergy issue is a separate one that often arises with milk protein itself. So people do have allergies to milk protein, which has been implicated in development of type 1 diabetes and lots of allergic-like reactions. Ear infections can be allergic. Immune reactions like arthritis in the joints, skin, eczema, things like that. So, yes, I didn't get into that earlier, so thank you for that question. There's lots of consequences of that as well.
Sorry, I can answer that. I used to have lots of milk as a child, and so I had severe arthritis. Now I don't have any arthritis.
So Jyotivan is saying that, you know, she used to drink a lot of milk as a child and had arthritis, and it got better after. Some things that you'll hear, you may think is one person's story, but there's actually studies on this. And one of the most common allergens is milk. So it's not necessarily linked to the hormones and the antibiotics, because even if you have organic milk, you can have an allergy to the protein. But the hormones and the antibiotics have their own consequences on human health, which are negative. I can't say that in a joke.
Hi,
Dr. Gina, I said that the guy who gave the blood to the blood, he gave the blood to the blood. એક છે ને કે હોર્મોન્સ હોય એટલે એનાથી એનું દૂધનું પ્રોડક્શન વધી જાય, અને એ ગાયને એટલી ખરાબ રીતે ધ્યાન રાખે છે કે એ જ્યારે ત્યારે બીમાર પડે તો એને એની બીમારીને માટે છે ને એને એન્ટીબાયોટિક્સ આટલા બધા આપવા પડે. તો જે હોર્મોન્સ હોય એ એના શરીરમાં જાય પછી દૂધમાં જાય અને આપણે આપણા શરીરમાં પણ જાય છે. એન્ટીબાયોટિક પણ એના ગાયના શરીરમાંથી જાય ને પછી આપણા શરીરમાં જાય છે. તો આપણા બોડીઝમાં હોર્મોન્સના જે ગાયમાં અસર થવી જોઈએ એ આપણા બોડીઝમાં કંઈક અસર થાય છે. પ્લસ જે આ એન્ટીબાયોટિક્સ છે તો આપણે એન્ટીબાયોટિક રેઝિસ્ટન્ટ થઈ જાય છે પછી આપણા, એટલે આપણને એ દવા પછી છે ને લાગુ નથી પડતી જ્યારે આપણે બીમાર પડીએ અને આપણને ખરેખર એન્ટીબાયોટિકની જરૂર પડે ને ત્યારે. તો એ બે પોઈન્ટ હતા. અને ત્રીજો પોઈન્ટ હતો કે ડોક્ટર જીના એ કીધું હતું કે સૂરજ છે ને કે એકદમ ઊંચો હોય ને ત્યારે વિટામિન ડી થાય, પણ જેમ જેમ વિન્ટર આવે ને ત્યારે તમે જોજો તો સુરત છે ને આમ નીચો નીચો થતો જશે. તો આપણે ઇંગ્લેન્ડ માટે ઓક્ટોબરથી માર્ચમાં સુરત એટલો નીચો હોય છે કે એમાં વિટામિન ડી નથી થઈ શકતું. તમે અત્યારે માની લો કે ડિસેમ્બરમાં તડકો એકદમ જોરનો હોય અને તમે બહાર ઉભા રહ્યો તો છે ને કે સુરજનો એંગલ એટલો નીચો છે કે વિટામિન ડી ફોર્મ નહીં.
ઓકે, સો એટ ધીસ પોઈન્ટ આઈ એમ ગોના આસ્ક જ્યોતિબેન, મહર્ષભાઈ, સાગરભાઈ, કેવલભાઈ, આઈ એમ સોરી, એન્ડ એવરીબડી, ઇફ યુ કેન કમ અપ હિયર એન્ડ વીલ આસ્ક મોર ક્વેશ્ચન્સ એન્ડ એનીવન કેન આન્સર ફ્રોમ આર ગ્રુપ.
I had one comment from another person in India. There is a person named Bhanubhai Chauhan in Amreli, and he publicizes and tells, everyone should eat non-cooked food, mostly vegetable and fruit, and milk powder, according to even Hindu scripture, is an animal product and is not good for human being.
Thank you. So now is the time we can have more questions and everybody can answer. If it's health related, I can take it. If it's something about what's available in the UK, I'm going to ask the people who are experts here to tell you about what's available here. Okay, you know what I'm going to ask, because there's like three hands at the same time, if people could just come to the front and also I can give you the mic. If you have a question, if you could just come to the front. I think there's some parallels. Thank you. There's some parallels to Banjapurs also. You know, we think that Banjapurs are taking care of the animals, but at a certain point when they reach their capacity, they allow people from the slaughterhouse to buy them and kill them. And I think underlying all of these operations is an assumption that we need milk. And what I'm trying to convey is that it's we don't need milk. We are healthier without milk. We do have to be careful about certain things, but we'd have to be careful anyway if we're vegetarian. And so I think, why not minimize our ahimsa? This is the whole point of being Jain. Why even go for something like this if we can minimize our ahimsa so we don't take part in this at all?
Thank you. I've actually been taking soya milk for quite some time, but I've actually been told by a naturopath that it's actually really bad for me. And it's one of the reasons I've actually not been able to lose weight, because physically it's not very good for me. So I've been recommended to try goat's milk. So I'm just wondering what the panel's view on goat's milk is as an alternative to cow's milk. Thank you.
So for the questions about goat's milk, I'm going to address the health part of that first, and then I can ask other people also. So in terms of soy, people have an idea, and it's been promoted in the press worldwide, that there's something wrong with soy. And I'm not sure why naturopaths in particular have this view, but it's widespread as well. What I have found in my research, going to conferences on cancer, going to conferences on preventive medicine, which is my second specialty, is that if you take whole soy-based products, such as soy milk, tofu, those are considered whole soy products, there's actually benefits. It prevents cancer. There's potentially some benefits for heart disease. And even for women, the plant-based phytoestrogens, these mimic our natural estrogens, protect us against breast cancer. So what I've seen is that there's actually benefits for soy milk. The harms are if you take isolated soy protein. Isolated soy protein you might find in fake meat products. You might find it in sort of veggie dogs and veggie burgers and bars that have isolated soy protein. If you bodybuild, you might find that these are in bars. If you have a lot of isolated soy protein, there's some potential that it will cause overgrowth of cells and may be implicated in cancer. If you have thyroid issues, you need to make sure you get enough iodine if you're consuming soy. Men have been frightened into being told that soy will make them estrogenized. It's not going to happen. It's a whole different process in the male body compared to the female body. Men in China and Japan have been drinking soy milk, eating tofu, having soy products for thousands of years, and they're still men. So in terms of goat's milk, in my view, there's still Hinsa involved in that, and I'm going to pass it to the rest of the group.
For 2 years, we've basically not been having milk at home. We've been making do without milk, but it's not like making do as in, I want milk, but I can't have it. I think that's the key point, Binith. You don't need milk. All the plant-based stuff is good enough. It's just that we have a cultural attitude that milk is good, you need milk, and you just have to overcome that.
Yeah, hi, Binit, thank you for your question. That is a very good question because it does come up. And I guess what you've got to remember is a goat is an animal like a cow. It's a five-sensed being. And goat's milk is a commercial product. And the same principles that are apply in producing cow's milk would apply in goat's milk. It might be a smaller scale operation than cow's milk, but from a Himsa angle, it's the same process. It's a commercial operation. An animal, to make it financially sustainable, they'll killing, etc., would have to be involved. Same with buffalo, same with any animal that's farmed. Any livestock, any animal that's a five-sense being and is suddenly being turned into a commercial commodity, whether it's for meat or for an extraction from the animal like milk, unfortunately, from a Himsa perspective, we are going to get the same sort of Himsa there. So, my advice is, yes, as Jinnah was saying, there should be, and as Rajesh Bhai was saying, there should be a viable plant-based alternative to whatever it is, the reason that you've been advised to go for goat's milk. There must be another way as well. So maybe it's worth investigating.
I would just add, if you're absolutely convinced soy is not for you, then don't have soy. Have almond milk, have rice milk, have oat milk, have hemp milk. Try something else. You don't have to have soy to be vegan. There's plenty of other options.
I think we're going to have to wind up now because we have to finish in. Yeah. So, just one more question.
Thanks for the talk, it was really interesting. Just a quick question on if you're pregnant and becoming vegan, and also after having birth, is there any risks that you can talk about?
There's a friend of ours named Shilpa Shah who became vegan in her second pregnancy, and she's raised the three of her children vegan. First one wasn't vegan to begin with, but the other two have been. And it is perfectly healthy to have a pregnancy while being vegan. You want to make sure you have enough calories. You want to make sure you have enough protein and calcium and nutrition. You'll get tested. They'll check your iron. They'll check a number of parameters in your blood and your urine.
When I started Nature Cure, I went to visit Dr. Swaminathan in Delhi, and he was vegan, okay? And we went to his place, and we were put into a small hall to wait for him. There, all his followers who were also vegan came along. Now, they were adults, fair enough, but they've been brought up this way. They were doing exercises. And if you saw them, you'd think that they were real big bodybuilders of today. They were doing circus, jumping, skipping, hopping acts, all sorts of running around. And they were taller than Rajesh and really big and vegan. And so they were very, very healthy from childhood and really tough.
Okay, I just want to add just 2 more points before we wind up. Just one question and then we'll finish, okay? I turned vegan about 4 years ago. And there's not been a single time in my house that I've felt I've missed out on anything. everything from chocolates, ice cream, gadi, chash, odvo, anything you want to make, any Indian food, there's always a way to make it vegan. So there's lots of leaflets here. So before you leave, please take one. You can get in touch with us. There's lots of experts that we have, and they can guide you into making most, if not all, the foods that you eat.
Yeah, I would just say a couple things about our love for Mithai. Of course, at special events, it's normal for us to want Mithai. But there's a couple things we should keep in mind. One, obviously, you know, those of us who have health issues with diabetes, we want to have alternatives that aren't so concentrated sweet. Second, from a ahimsa point of view, refined sugar, at least in the U.S., they refine it through animal bones, white sugar. I think here in the U.K., there are other alternatives. So I would encourage, when you do cook with sugar, which I hope you'll keep, you know, just to special events and in moderation, consider some of these alternatives, because these also will have more benefit to the animals.
Okay, so in terms of sugar, well, I know unrefined brown sugar, that's not fine with...
raw cane sugar.
Yeah, so raw cane sugar, that's unrefined, that's important, so that won't...